This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Bleacher Report says the Steelers are the biggest offseason losers in the AFC North. And we've asked if you agree at 412-928-9370. And Rich tweets in, Dorian, and says, they did great. Come on, man. I know we need to make conversation. And as far as the fan, it must be negative. They got great defensive tackles, great running back, two great team guys from Ohio State. I call that pretty damn good. Stop the screaming. Not one of those guys has played a down in the NFL.
Zero downs. Zero.
And here's the thing. Folks, at least one of these guys in the draft's not going to work out. In all likelihood.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we do this every year. The collective, we. And I've been guilty of this as well. Especially before I was doing radio shows. You want to, you naturally are, excited and want to be excited about the draft after it happens. And you think about all the positives. But when a guy falls to the sixth round, you're looking at the positives, not all the reasons why he was a sixth round guy. Look, these guys might work out. Derek Harmon might be a stud. But to think every single person in this draft class is going to become an impact player is probably not the case.
No.
So if that's what you're hanging your hat on for what's made this not a disaster of an offseason, well, maybe Mo Moten of Bleacher Report was right. If your number one positive is the draft, look, I like what they did in the draft too, but it's not a sure thing, not by a long shot.
Yeah, the offseason's everything.
Everything.
Not just the draft. So, I don't know. Like, I just look at, I mean, you wanted one guy. The one guy didn't want to come back here and elects to go to a team that is probably worse than you with a new head coach, and then you're scrambling, and now you want the old guy, and the old guy hasn't even shown that he wants to be here yet.
Now you're probably getting married.
You had all this money to use for other positions, and you couldn't do it because you're waiting on the old guy.
Mm-hmm.
So it all comes down to that, really. And I don't even think it's that great, even if he does sign, because it wasn't the original guy that you wanted.
And we had that argument about the Browns, who had a worse offseason, the Browns or the Steelers. If you're having that argument, you already lost. It's already bad. It doesn't really matter if your offseason was slightly better than the Browns or slightly worse. If that's the company you're keeping, it's not a good place to be. 412-928-9370. You could text us, brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. It's the state of Pittsburgh sports right now. Naturally, things are going to be a little bit negative. Let's introduce some positivity. One of the guys that I loved to hate because I respected him so much is Terrell Suggs. He was doing a podcast this weekend, Dorn, and had nice things to say, actually, about Ben Roethlisberger.
Roethlisberger is underrated, and like he got more rings than Rodgers. He got more rings than Breeze.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? He got like more rings than Marino. Like when you think about it, he's got like he got as many as Peyton and Eli.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So, I would say Roethlisberger. He's probably the most underrated.
Next to Carson Palmer.
I don't know.
Damn, the Steelers fans are going to be so happy to hear that with y'all rivalry.
I would have to look and think, and they was like, oh, this guy is that. And I'm like, he wasn't really like that. But the ones who they say are like that, the Rodgers, the Bradys, the man, like, they are like that.
Is Big Ben underrated?
Yes. Severely. Everywhere, every time I look, and if it's outside of Pittsburgh, and sometimes even inside of Pittsburgh, if Ben Roethlisberger's name's being brought up, it's saying that he was overrated.
The end of his career, he got dragged big time by the national media. Big time by the national media. And they didn't win enough with Ben, the Killer Bees. A lot of people locally have put that on Tomlin, not on Roethlisberger. If you peel back the curtain, you look at the statistics from some of those games, Ben was not very good. But I think he is underrated.
Yes.
I do. I think if Peyton Manning had orchestrated that same exact game-winning drive that Ben did in Super Bowl 43 to Santonio Holmes, I think Peyton Manning absolutely wins the MVP. Not Marvin Harrison, if Marvin's the one toe-tapping in the back of the end zone. I think if Tom Brady orchestrates that drive, or Patrick Mahomes, or Joe Burrow, any number of those guys, Aaron Rodgers, they all wind up winning Super Bowl MVP. Ben didn't. Ben deserved to be the MVP. If not Ben, maybe James Harrison, but that's a different discussion for his long interception return. Ben should have been the Super Bowl MVP. Wasn't, because that gets voted on in the press box. But do you disagree? Like, any one of those quarterbacks would have been the Super Bowl MVP.
Yes, absolutely.
And Ben had the suspension in 2010, which I think always got held against him. I think Ben, because he was so outspoken on these very airwaves on his radio show, people kind of scoffed at him in the national media. But Ben's one of the, I don't know, 12, 14 best quarterbacks of all time. Maybe, well, better than that.
Look at the quarterbacks that we put on a pedestal now, like outside of Mahomes. We put Josh Allen, Joe Burrow, those guys on a pedestal being the greats of right now. They haven't even come close to the accomplishments of Ben Roethlisberger.
What have they won?
Nothing. So, I mean, Ben Roethlisberger, and during an era where it was just filled with quarterbacks, legit quarterbacks, he always came out, well, ish on top. He always, I mean, he was right in the thick of things in 2006 and in the mid-2000s, was winning. So, I mean, I always think that he always has been underrated.
From 2007 on, he was a top five quarterback in the sport the entire time. The entire time.
Well, even 2004, right?
I mean, he won a lot. He was managing games.
Yeah.
I'm not criticizing him for it, but like early Tom Brady, like I would put in the same category as like 04 Ben, where they were a caretaker. And that takes skill, but I think he was a bona fide top five statistical and otherwise quarterback in the sport from 2007 until, I don't know, 2 years before he retired.
I think it means a lot, and it's odd to hear Terrell Suggs say that because of, you know, the hatred towards the Steelers that he had, but I think of it in that nature more than just like on paper in what I'm watching on TV. Like, if you have a defensive player say that about a quarterback, that means that defensive player, every single time that they had to strap up and play the Pittsburgh Steelers, they were worried about that quarterback beating them. So he was like, yeah, some guys are like that, some guys aren't. You know, you talk about the upper echelons, the Tom Brady's, the Aaron Rodgers, the Peyton Manning's. Yeah, they were like that. But whenever he knew that he had to play the Steelers twice a year, it's like Ben can make – he can beat us, and we're worried about him beating us. Like, he could shed me off real quick and make a throw 50 yards down the field in a blink of an eye. That's what – like, players like him, they have so much respect for guys like Ben Roethlisberger, even if the media or, you know, people who are judging them that don't play – players have more respect because they know that how hard it is to play against a guy like Ben Roethlisberger. And he said that basically in the interview.
Yeah, it's a good point by you. Terrell Suggs being the messenger on this one should carry a lot of weight.
Probably like, God damn, I got to play Ben Roethlisberger again. I mean, think about it.
Junkyard dog, Big Ben.
You got a guy 6'5", 250 pounds that can just move like that. Like, that's hell.
I'll tell you, man, I have come to appreciate Ben even more since he's retired because of the desert that they've been in since he's said goodbye to the game. It's even when they've had good quarterback play, which was what, three games out of Mason Rudolph and five games, six games out of Russell Wilson last year, the best of those guys didn't come close to Ben even on an average day. Ben's, the way that he would run the offense, his comfort with the offense, knowing that he could turn something into nothing even when he wouldn't have great players around him. I appreciate Ben now more that he's gone than I did when we had him. I mean, shoot, when he came in 2004, I was 14 years old. I mean, I had only been a cognizant Steelers fan for like 5 years. I really didn't know anything other than Ben. And so you kind of take him for granted. Now that he's gone, my God, you know what it looks like when you don't have one of these guys. Yeah. Ben Roethlisberger, fifth all-time in passing yards. Brady, number one, because he was very good, but he also played forever. Drew Brees played three more seasons than Ben did and had 16,000 more passing yards. He also got to play in a dome and in a warm-weather division. In both divisions he played in were warm weather. Peyton Manning, Brett Favre, and then Ben, just ahead of Philip Rivers, Aaron Rodgers, Matt Ryan, Dan Marino, and Matthew Stafford. I'm interested on where Steelers fans come down on this. Do you feel like Ben's underrated? 412-928-9370. It's tough for us here to really gauge the national respect that Ben got, but let's try again at 412-928-9370. Better than Brees?
Yes. Yes. One more.
They're pretty good comps to me, man, too.
You got to win a game. Who are you picking? That's the gauge. If I have to win a game...
Well, that's your gauge.
One final drive. Well, that's the gauge that we're playing right now. One final drive.
Why do you get to gauge?
Because. Gauge it.
Yeah, I'll take Ben.
Right.
If that's the game, I like that game.
That is the game. Because how many games has he won like that?
You take in Philip Rivers or Big Ben?
Ben.
You take in Eli Manning or Big Ben? Eli Manning won some big games, Doran.
He won two.
So did Ben.
Yeah, plus more.
Yeah, Ben clears Eli Manning big time. Eli Manning, to me, was an average quarterback that played up in a couple of key moments, and he played for a New York football team, and that's why he's in the Hall of Fame. By the by, he's got that last name. They're not even close.
No.
And I think Philip Rivers is a really good quarterback. I think Ben could have won in Los Angeles and in San Diego
San Diego.
It was only San Diego. I think Ben could have won a championship out there. I don't think Philip Rivers could have won behind this offensive line in 2008. I don't think he would have got there in 2010. I think he would have been mauled. He would have been spiking the ball into the dirt with free rushers going, "Dadgummit!" And then going father four children every offseason. Way better than Matt Ryan. Matt Ryan won an MVP. Ben never so much got an MVP vote, which is probably why the answer is yes, he was underrated. Like, Ben did have some great talent at times in his career, no question, with Antonio Brown and Le'Veon Bell and that offensive line, and underperformed in the playoffs. But Ben should have been getting some MVP votes.
Yes.
And never did. You think Ben was underrated? Do you agree with, of all people, Terrell Suggs, 412-928-9370? Let's play that game when we come back. Game for your life. Would you take Ben or blank? Let's liven things up on a Monday. Let's have a little nostalgia fun on a Monday because the Pirates stink, and we got people like Mo Moten from the Bleacher Report saying the Steelers had a joke of an offseason. Let's talk about Ben. 412-928-9370. Fan hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere. Applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities. and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. ExpressPros.com.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something...
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and get up to 50% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Terrell Suggs says Big Ben Roethlisberger, his most underrated quarterback. Do you agree? 412-928-9370. Was Big Ben underrated? The phone lines have exploded. We'll get to Yin's in a couple of minutes. The Drew Brees one is close, Doran. I think that I would nudge Ben above because he won two championships. And if there's a tie, you go to the guy who's got more rings. I think that's probably a pretty fair way to do it. They both had 53 game-winning drives. Only Tom Brady and Peyton Manning had more. Brady with 58, Manning with 54, then Brees and Roethlisberger tied with 53. And I think the reason that I consider them to be pretty close comps is because they both had Hall of Fame head coaches. And people spare me, Tomlin will one day be in the Hall of Fame. Doesn't mean he's the right guy for the job. Mike Sullivan may well wind up in the Hockey Hall of Fame. Doesn't mean that they weren't right to move on from him. I just think it's a fact. Tomlin will get in. Cowher got in.
Yes.
I think Sean Payton will probably get in.
Yes.
Won a ton of games. Won a Super Bowl. He's not done. Tomlin not done. But Brees had some losing seasons. Ben did not. Ben has an extra ring. I think you do got to ultimately go with Ben.
Ben did it with one team, too, if you want to factor that in. I don't know if that really matters, but he did it with one team.
Yeah, he didn't. He, meaning Brees, didn't hit the ground running the way that Ben did. I mean, they drafted Phillip Rivers over him. Mm-hmm. So obviously he wasn't a massive home run success story at the start, whereas Ben won a million games as a rookie. Mm-hmm. So yeah, I do think Ben clears Brees. And if you're putting Ben in that conversation and then putting him ahead of him, I don't know, is that how people outside of Pittsburgh view Roethlisberger, that he's a better quarterback than Brees?
Probably not.
Brees was so accurate. Again, same thing with Rivers. Like, could Ben have won with Sean Payton?
Yes.
Yes. I think he might have driven Sean Payton nuts. Like, Russell Wilson was running around doing his whole thing kind of on his own, and that drove Sean Payton nuts. I think it would be the same thing with Ben, and I think those personalities may have meshed like oil and water.
Mm-hmm.
Is that the saying?
I think so.
Oil and water?
Yeah.
But... yeah, I think Ben could have won there. I don't know that Brees wins behind the Steelers' offensive line in 2008 and 2010. Shall we go to Ron?
Yes.
Let's go to Ron in Monongahela. Hello, Ron.
Hey, good morning, fellas. I think he's definitely underrated. I think he leads the NFL in 500-yard games in the history of the NFL. I think he has four of them.
Yeah.
Passing over 500 yards. But the big question I have for Pittsburghers is, would Bradshaw or Ben in the big game?
Oh, man, what are you doing to us, Ron? Thank you. It's got to be Bradshaw.
Got to be Ben.
Bradshaw won multiple MVPs.
In a big game?
Super Bowl MVPs.
In a big game? Who had better weapons?
I mean, you had two Hall of Fame wide receivers, and you had a Hall of Fame running back.
Right.
Great center.
Yes.
Really good line.
Yes, defense too.
Hall of Fame defense.
Coach.
The thing about Bradshaw, which is why I'd always nudge him above Ben, is that he did win an MVP. Like, his numbers obviously don't hold up to modern times.
Yeah, but he won an MVP whenever the competition at quarterback that usually probably win MVPs in the 70s, it wasn't like Ben's was.
Yeah, but you're comparing him.
Staubach.
Sure, you're comparing guys to their peers, though, in that era. And he was the best quarterback of that era. Ben wasn't. And you're right, the competition better now, or when Ben
I'm
was
just saying,
playing.
Like, I'm somewhat of a NFL historian.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I can't name that many quarterbacks that were that good back in that time. I can't, like, can you name three or four?
Well, to the caller's point, with the 500-yard games, Ben does have the most in NFL history. He's the only one with three. Which is nuts.
Mm-hmm.
And he had six touchdowns in those two games back-to-back against the Ravens and Colts. I just think, you know, Ben's a great player. But when you go relative to the sport at the time, winning an MVP matters to me. And he has four rings. You're right. I mean, most talented roster in NFL history. Anybody can debate that? People who are around during the time can call us at 412-928-9370 and tell us who they'd rather have, Ben or Bradshaw. But if you're putting Ben in that conversation with a guy who won four championships, multiple Super Bowl MVPs, and a league's MVP, then, I mean, he's not underrated then, right? Like, 412-928-9370. It's a tough conversation to have in town.
Yeah.
Because everyone loves Ben. And especially now that you haven't had him for a few years, you realize that, really? Oh my God, they suck without him. Sean in Rochester, hello.
Hey, how's it going, guys? First time caller.
Thank you.
Hey, I'd have to take Ben, man. If you think about it, the dude freaking broke his nose, got his face smashed in and won a playoff game, and probably had the best throw in Super Bowl history to Santonio Holmes. So I got to take Ben.
All right, so Ben, underrated? Overrated?
No.
Properly rated?
I think he's underrated, but I guess he's definitely top 10 of all time, in my opinion.
Who would you take? Are you saying you would take Ben over Bradshaw or Ben over Breeze?
Well, look at it this way. The rules were a lot different in Bradshaw's era compared to Ben's era.
Right.
But Ben's a freaking beast. You put Ben back in Bradshaw's era, I think he would thrive.
Yes. You know what? Ben would absolutely have been able to cut it back then. There's no doubt. He's a total throwback.
Ben's era, you know, at least the first portion of his era, was closer to the 70s than it is now. Like, you could actually hit quarterbacks and get hit, like, in the 2010 era, in mid-2000s. Like, it wasn't like it is now where you can't breathe on a quarterback.
Ben could have played in any era, and Bradshaw probably could have, too. That's the cool thing about those two Steelers quarterbacks, is that they were football players.
Yeah.
Not just pretty boys, pat the ball, go through your progressions, duck whenever a hit's coming your way. No, those guys were tough sons of guns.
I'd have loved to play with Bradshaw.
Well, you wouldn't be hosting this radio show. You might be dead. Roger Staubach, Fran Tarkenton, Ken Stabler, Bob Greasy, all in the Bradshaw era. I've already combed over a few lists that have, you know, Bradshaw either one or two, with Staubach being the number one.
Yeah.
But, you know, for his time, you're in that conversation, and Ben was in the conversation in his time. Ben just never won an MVP. I'm splitting hairs. We don't need to yell at each other about it. I'm going Bradshaw.
Who's yelling?
I guess just me.
What? I didn't say a word. I didn't say one word.
Well, you did the thing. Well, I'm a football historian, Crowley.
I just couldn't. I mean, compared to this era.
It's a Monday.
Compared to Ben's era, there's better quarterbacks that are Hall of Famers, mm-hmm, than whenever in the 70s era.
Well, and you played against the GOAT. Tom Brady.
Yeah. Manning.
Peyton Manning.
Favre.
So Ben, was Ben third? Is Ben a better player than Aaron Rodgers, who has four MVPs?
Yes.
Really?
Yes. I would take Ben over Rodgers, yes.
Rodgers beat Ben.
Okay.
In the Super Bowl.
Right. Ben got there three times.
That was a big game.
It was. It was close.
The biggest game. Yeah, but Ben threw a couple of picks in that one. Aaron Rodgers was dicing him up, slicing and dicing. He's
never been back.
So is Ben better than Marino? Marino never won a Super Bowl.
If I'm going off of my structure of do I have to win a game with 1 minute to drive the field, game-winning drive, I'm going Marino.
Someone texted, what?
I'd go Marino.
To win a game over Ben?
Yeah.
How? He didn't win a Super Bowl. He was a better pure passer. If you say you'd take Marino, you have to take Rodgers. Quick release. They've got all the attributes. Marino didn't run around. Rodgers does. I mean, if you want to watch two guys throw the football in a picturesque way, pure passers of the football, those guys are very comparable to me.
Yes.
But Rodgers won four MVPs, one Super Bowl. Marino won Jack.
Okay, but
to win a game, you got to pick Ben.
Rodgers is out there losing to Jimmy Garoppolo a couple times, too. So
yeah, Rodgers at the end, much like Ben at the end,
right,
didn't win enough playoff games. Rodgers still has an opportunity. If he would come to Pittsburgh, where they've been winning a ton of playoff games of late, could really add to that resume.
So wait, you're saying that, so say Dan Marino played, I think, until he was 40. So would you take Dan Marino whenever he was 40 or Aaron Rodgers right now whenever he's 40 to play for the Steelers?
I'd take Dan Marino right now to play over Rodgers.
Like if you got to pick tomorrow, who got to come here?
See, I would take Marino. That'd be right. Fun to watch. He looked good in that commercial with all the old-timers the other day.
Saying whenever he was 40.
Plus, he's an actor. I don't know! Fan Morning Show is brought to you by Guardian Protection, your hometown home and business security company. You know, Bradshaw, a texter writes, and Bradshaw would call his own plays. Yeah, no question. That's how you did it back then. Ben would argue he drew up a lot in the dirt as well. Look where we've gone on a Monday.
Mm-hmm.
Loosey-goosey, talking quarterbacks, 412-928-9370. I think Marino the better player, but if you're talking about winning a game, I got to go with Ben in all his fourth quarter comebacks and his two Super Bowl rings. And people knock Ben for having the lowest quarterback rating for a winning quarterback in a Super Bowl. They don't get there in 05 without the way Ben played in the playoffs. He was great at the beginning of that Colts game. He had one of the best games of his career in the AFC Championship against the Broncos, and he led them back against the Bengals. If there was a Conn Smythe, where you just took a playoff MVP, Ben would have been the playoff MVP in my eyes in 2005. 412-928-9370. The phone lines have exploded. People would rather talk about old quarterbacks than the Pittsburgh Pirates. You'd rather get in the Wayback Machine than talk about the 11 games under 500 Buccos. And we'll indulge you because it's more fun for us too at 412-928-9370. And on Twitter, brought to you by South Hills Kia Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
How can advertising on TikTok help jumpstart sales for your small business?
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend, get a warehouse, and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads, and you gotta start now.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
If you're a parent or share a fridge with someone, Instacart is about to make grocery shopping so much easier. Because with family carts, you can share a cart with your partner and each add the items you want. Since between the two of you, odds are you'll both remember everything you need. And this way, you'll never have to eat milkless cereal again. So minimize the stress of the weekly shop with Family Carts. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply. For three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Mark Caboli tweeted over the weekend that he needs a landscaper because deer destroyed all of his landscaping, but he's afraid of landscapers, so he says he's in a pickle.
He's afraid of landscapers. Why?
It's a great question. We're going to have to ask him. He'll be joining us from 9 o'clock until 10. He should do what I did about the deer. Do you put up a fence? We haven't had any deer in our yard since the fence.
I have a fence, and I have deer in my yard.
They jump over the fence?
Yep. Yeah.
I wonder why they haven't come into mine.
Maybe not.
Maybe the dog.
Yeah, dog probably scared.
Fence and dog.
Yeah.
You have to jump over the fence. That's work. Then you got to deal with the dog. That's no good.
Mm-hmm.
My nose has been really itchy this morning too, Dorn. I felt the need to bring that up to you. I had to trim my nose hair because I had that gala on Friday. It went great. Thanks for asking.
I did ask earlier off air, so don't act like I didn't ask.
It doesn't count for the people unless you ask.
How did
it
go?
It was great. Thank you. But I had to trim my nose hair, and it's now growing back, and I have a nose hair problem.
Yeah, you do.
What?
Yeah, I mean, every time I look at you, it's something like it looks like spiders are crawling out of your nose.
You are as observant a human being as I've ever met in my entire life. Like when I shave, even like take it down, like one blade, you notice before my mom does, before my dad does, before my wife does, before my kids do. So yet you have noticed the nose hair thing and you've just neglected to say anything.
Well, maybe you just like it. I'm not going to tell you how to be.
Of course I don't like nose hair.
You might. I see a lot of people with nose hair. I mean, Bechtold has nose hair.
Yes, he does. And you know what? Now I'm a hypocrite because I haven't told him. I feel like he'd want to know. I don't think you need to put a guy on blast like we just did on the radio.
Why?
But I do feel like we should walk in and tell him that he's got the nose hair thing.
It's just nose hair. We're not putting him on blast. It's just nose hair. You can get rid of it.
I would want to know. My wife told me before the gala, like I shaved, I showered, I had the suit on, I was ready to rock. And she says, you're going to trim that nose hair.
See?
Said, I didn't even know it was a big problem.
How do you not know, though? That's on you. Why do you need some other people to tell you what your problem is? You should know yourself by your reflection of yourself in the mirror.
Doran, if you
look,
look like,
at yourself?
If you looked like me, would you take a lingering look in the mirror? I don't think you would.
I would check myself out to see what's going on.
I take a glance. I'm a glancer. I'm not a lingerer.
Yeah.
I'm not a leerer. I'm a glancer.
You need to start glancing
harder. I
take
a quick peek, and I take, you know, inventory, and that's it. I'm not.
That's on you, then.
I just didn't assume I had nose hair because I'm only 34.
Ear hair, too? See?
I do not have the ear hair.
Sometimes.
No, I do not.
Sometimes you do.
I can tell by your face you're being serious.
Yes. Sometimes you do.
There's no such thing as sometimes. If I either have ear hair or I don't.
I feel like you cut it sometimes. You trim it.
I don't. I never have. So I just have ear hair. Great. Confidence at an all-time high. Texter, deer have like an 8-foot vertical. That can't be right. They can't jump 8 feet straight up. They have to run.
Yeah, they can jump really high.
You can't jump straight up unless you're a cat.
Well, they gallop up. They gallop up. It's like
a couple
like
gallops.
Yeah, like a two-step dunk.
412-928-9370. We're talking about Big Ben, whether he's overrated, underrated, properly rated. This all because Terrell Suggs says he's the most underrated quarterback he ever played. Those Ravens would know. Those games were awesome. Mm-hmm. Football's never going to be the same. It's never going to be the same.
Nope.
I wish that we could go back to those days. I bet you a lot of the players wish we could go back to those days. Wouldn't you want to play in those days? You kind of did.
Yeah, kind of did.
You were right on that cusp.
I'd rather play now. It's easier.
What's better to watch? I mean, the ratings would indicate that people love it more now. And that's
because they're more involved now.
Fantasy football, betting. Scoring points, betting. Yeah.
You can basically be as involved as ever. That's why people like it more.
Ben Roethlisberger's career passer rating in the regular season was in the mid-90s. In the playoffs, it was 86.7, which is pretty pedestrian. He had some stinkers in the playoffs too, man. He really did. You can't take the Super Bowl championships away from him, but he was not great in the early going in Super Bowl 45. He got outplayed by Tim Tebow. He was banged up, though, in that playoff game. Which people seem to think was like this awful loss. And believe me, it was an awful loss. But they were going to get slaughtered the next week either way. Like, I don't view that one as bad as I do as the Jags game in 2017. Like, I thought that team could win the Super Bowl. I had no such feelings about the 2011 Steelers.
They would have played Patriots, right?
Yeah, they would have got spanked. I would rather lose to Tebow than lose to the Patriots again. That would have been you.
Yeah, I was looking forward to it.
412-928-9370. Texter, at least you've got a good head of hair to go along with the nose here.
See, that's absolutely correct. At least you have hair. A lot of people that wish they had hair.
If you're bald and you got the nose hair, that's no good.
That's no good.
That's God just saying, you know what? This dude needs hair. And then kind of like maybe had one or two while he was creating, let's just say, Craig Riley, and then he gives them all kind of back hair and nose hair and stuff.
Yes.
Oh, I know hair goes on here somewhere.
Somewhere.
Texter, how am I not waking up to Shelton being fired? Good question. We had the Penguins parting ways with Mike Sullivan last Monday, 5 minutes into Caboli's appearance. Perhaps we'll get the same thing with Derek Shelton.
I'm feeling it.
In the meantime, let's go to John in Wexford. Hi, John.
How you doing? Ear hair equally as bad as nose hair, by the way.
Correct.
In case you were wondering.
John, how old are you, and do you have bad nose and ear hair?
Yes, yes, and yes.
What do you do to get rid of it?
Manicure. I need to pay attention to manicure.
Emphasis on the man.
Yeah, right. For now, at least, until my wife says otherwise. Ben, by the way, 3 500-yard career passing games, more than anybody else. He did it against Indianapolis, Green Bay, and Baltimore. He is underrated, without a doubt. The playoff record probably doesn't help him. But, you know, they don't get to Super Bowl 40 without his 8 touchdowns and 800 yards passing and no turnovers, even though it was a stinker of an effort for him and got a touchdown he probably shouldn't have been given. He's definitely ahead of Breeze. He's at least right there with Rodgers. You know, he played against Tom Brady and freaking Peyton Manning's entire career, right? Breeze didn't have, I mean, he played against Rodgers and he played against Russell Wilson in his prime and Matt Ryan in his prime, but even those guys only went to one Super Bowl.
Yeah, Ben had to tangle with the better AFC quarterbacks. You're right about that, John.
Wilson went to 2 Super Bowls.
He did, and lost one of them.
Yeah.
People put that on Pete Carroll. They don't put that on Russ. I don't know that Russ gets enough hate for throwing that ball.
I know.
That's a bad ball, man. What are we doing there?
I know. I'm with you.
Maybe to that point, like if Ben throws that ball, he gets criticized for it. Except for locally, we probably would have put it on Tomlin. You see, people want to crush Tomlin for his playoff failures, and I totally understand that. I'm one of them. But Ben was complicit in those too, like as his career wore on with some great offensive talent. Now, in some of those games, the team would put up great offensive numbers, but you know Ben would turn it over a lot. Overrated, underrated, properly rated, 412-928-9370. Or if you'd like to steer the conversation in the direction of nose and ear hair, you can. I'm not seeing any nose hair from you.
I trim it.
How would it be bad if you didn't?
No.
I don't know when it
is. I'm just not a hairy person.
No, I am.
I don't have any like arm hair or leg hair, really.
I got the small of my lower back, and then around my nipples is just horrendous.
And your stomach.
Yeah, that too. You think Caboli's a hairy guy?
No.
412-928-9370. The injury report brought to you by Shenderovich, Shenderovich and Fishman. They've got your back, not your wallet. It's my personal injury I'm walking around with is the hair.
So you did trim it, or is there still a little stragglers?
I trimmed it, but now it's starting to come back. What I did was I took the razor from my face, and I just shoved it up in the nose.
Mm.
The vibrating.
Get a nose trimmer.
I know, I need one. I thought I might have one. I don't. My wife sometimes will pluck them.
That hurts.
It hurts, man.
Yeah, make your eyes water.
I tear up every single time. I'm happy to hear you say that. She's also shaved my toes before. I've said too much. Mark Caboli joins us. Screw it. Next. 50-minute mark on the fan brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram Route 19 in Peters Township. We invited Caboli on early, and he said, no, he's got to get coffee. So he's going to join us from 9 o'clock until 10. I was trying to give him some of the airtime back he lost last week.
You're grouchy today.
I am?
Yeah.
I was really grouchy on Friday. I was all worried about the gala.
You're fine. Friday. You're just nervous.
Correct. How am I grouchy today?
You're grouchy.
How?
Just are.
I'm pleasant as all can be.
You just yelled at Mark. He was like, I just want to go get a coffee. You're like, all right, go get a coffee.
That's not mad. That's just how I sound.
No, not all the time.
I'm just a loud, squeaky kind of guy.
Get coffee.
Go, Mark, get coffee. I guess that is yelling. That's exactly how that sounded. Texter, you know Pittsburgh sports are bad when Yins are talking about nose hair. Well, we always mix in the goofy stuff.
Yeah.
It's a morning show. Someone texting Crowley walks up, looks in the mirror, says, yep, I'm still here. Then gets dressed and goes to work. That's right. Wow, I made it another day.
Yep.
Congratulations to me. Texter, I've heard you should never pluck nose hair. Can lead to bad germs that can get access to your brain. So I thought this person was putting on and trying to scare me because I'm easily scared. And I looked it up. And they're right.
Mm-hmm.
Plucking nose hairs is generally not recommended as it can lead to ingrown hairs, infections, and potentially serious complications. Removing the hair follicles can leave the nasal cavity vulnerable to bacteria, potentially leading to infections like nasal vestibulitis.
Mm-hmm.
Don't say mm-hmm like you've ever heard vestibulitis in your life.
I knew that.
You have no idea
infection.
What nasal vestibulitis is.
Yeah, huh?
It's often the result of excessive nose blowing or picking. Oh, jeez. Common symptoms include scabbing and crusting around the opening of your nose. Treatments include oral antibiotics, antibiotic ointments, or both. Sweet God.
Don't pluck. Just trim.
I got to get a trimmer then.
Yeah, you do.
Because
it was looking wild before. I mean, I'm glad that you brought this up because I was probably not going to say anything, but I probably would like made a joke about it. See if you got the point. It was wild.
Like I think forest. I think that's rude by you. I think you need to, the second you notice it, as a from now on.
Okay.
Now on. Because you know what? It might not have been rude before. I'll tell you, from now on, if you see any squirrely things going on with my bod, just tell me.
Okay.
On air or otherwise, I'd like to know.
All right.
So that I can take care of myself.
Yeah. Eyebrows, you know, everything.
The eyebrows aren't good. I get that. I do have to pluck the eyebrow, yeah. I got a Joe Flacco going. It's not that bad, but it's trending in that direction. Like, if you've got...
You'll take it personal. Like, I can just
I'm
tell.
Not going to take it personal.
Yes, you will. You'll be like, what?
I would not take
it
personal.
I got bushy eyebrows, what?
I know I have the bushy eyebrows. I did not know about the nose hair, and I...
You seriously didn't know that you had nose hairs?
I thought only my wife knew because she was very close to me and would, you know, be laying on my chest, and she would look up, and she could see into the bat cave. I didn't know that everyone else saw it.
Hmm.
I'm going to grab Amanda from next door, Y108, and see if she's noticed the nose hairs.
She might be too nice.
She's definitely nice. Text her. Sounds like Crowley's wife is secretly trying to kill him. I think that from this point forward in my life, too, if I see anybody who's like south of 65 years old, I'm going to tell them if they've got nose hairs.
Yes.
Because I think if you're over 65 and you've got the nose and ear hair, you've just said, screw it. You throw your hands up. I'm done. I'm not going to spend any more of my time grooming myself. I am what I am, and I'm just going to be happy with it. Anybody south of 65, I'm going to tell them they got the nose hair.
You should.
At MLBShop.com, you can get all the latest officially licensed merchandise for you and your family. But if you really want to level up your game... You can grab something for your dog walker, your Pilates instructor, your swim coach, your neighbor, your accountant, your gardener, your best friend, your bandmate, your boss, your kid's teacher, your mailman. Visit MLBShop.com and stock up on officially licensed on-field merchandise from your favorite teams.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Fridman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colon for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.